Are you insane?
They are insane!
We're in the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
Inaccurate. But Matt Frosting.
It does like you.
Mr. Kim.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
How you doing, Mike?
Here's Spock.
Oops!
Hi, is this the Ramada Convention Center? Yeah, is this the sales department? Hi, I left a message earlier. My name is Jerry. Hi, Cecil. Hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, so my name is Jerry, and I am the meeting coordinator for the Zindi Conglomerate of Species. The Zindi. No. X-I-N-D-I, not Z. Everyone gets that. I mean, it kind of doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a name from a different species. I don't know why we need to worry about using the alphabet. Anyway, it's Zindi, just for clarity. And I am looking to set up a meeting for the different Zindi species. No, not a convention. No, not that big. We're actually looking for kind of like a smaller meeting, kind of like a board meeting kind of thing. Yeah, like a breakout room kind of deal. Yeah, just a little small thing. We will need tables and chairs. No, not seminar. We're not giving a seminar. This is more of to be honest, it's more of kind of a planning session, you know, kind of like a nefarious kind of, you know, one of those planning sessions like, we will destroy, you know, species X. And, you know, everyone sits around and kind of brainstorms until they come up with something. I would say a long table is good. Do you have a circular one? Yeah, just because, like, everyone's kind of on equal footing here. Everyone's kind of contributing equally. And if someone's at the front and they'd be like, I say that, just, yeah, yes, I know. Yeah. You do. Good. And how many does that seat? Okay, so 8 plus 2. Yeah, I think that would work. If it was bigger, I guess it would be fine. But I guess you can always kind of have, like, you know, the aides kind of, you know, behind them and off to the side. They can always kind of lean in and whisper something to someone. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Good. Okay, great. So this all sounds good. Here's the big thing. So, like I said, the Zindi is kind of a composite group made of numerous different species. We have some humanoids with bumps on their foreheads. Exactly. Yeah, like, which one, right? It's like, yeah, I mean, everyone's got that. You're like, oh, look at how different we are because my bumps are here and your bumps are there. Yeah, how can we ever see eye to eye? Yeah, I know. Believe me, I'm on the same boat there with you. So we got a couple of those guys. We have a guy who looks like he's from Galaxy Quest. And then we have an aquatic species. Yes, fully aquatic, yes. No bubble suits, no, you know, like, no, zero time inland. No, it's not one of those types of, like, oh, I have to go and, like, dip in the pool front. No, 100% aquatic. Yeah, so this room has to be adjacent to a large body of water and preferably have a giant circular viewing window with an intercom system. So I know I'm asking a lot, and I've gone through the Rolodex of plate. Really? That God, you know, sometimes you ask the world and you might get it. So you guys you did the mermaid show. Sure, I remember that. Yeah, they would sit down there and they would wave at people. And oh, that's fabulous. And yeah, it was, oh, so sad about the mermaids. Yeah, I. No, they don't. No, they don't really look like that much like mermaids. No, they sort of look like weird manatee creatures. They have whale sounds. So it's, yeah, nothing. Yeah, not the same species. But this, God, this is great. Okay, good. So let me mark that down. Okay, good. So we got the table. We've got the giant window with the water tank there. Food. So, snacks, things like that. obviously we've got the humanoids, that's fine. I assume kelp for the water. Okay, good, good. And then we have an insectoid creature that only feeds on the remains of other creatures. Oh, good. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And are they sentient? Got it. Okay. And is that part of a package? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like lunch is a good idea. No, I don't think buffet is going to work. No, I'm in between snacks and like a full-on lunch. Let's just put a pin in that for right now, but that will work. That will work. I mean, the number of hurdles I've had to jump over because like all the Zindi have to show up, and I mean, can't bug guys stay home? You know, can't we go to fish guy's home world? This, you are solving a lot of problems for me. So, okay, good. Ambient lighting. Can we turn it down? No light sensitivity. It's just like the evil plan kind of thing. Everyone's can keep it dark, and you know, it just sets the mood. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Well, this looks great. The last thing is, and let me just ask, what's the price on this? What are we looking at for something like this? You know, weekend day. You know, maybe two. I'm not sure. Uh huh. Really? Okay. Gosh, I gotta be honest with you. That's really, really above what we were kind of looking at to spend for something like this. Gosh, I don't know if you have any sort of wiggle room on this. I mean, just to give you a little bit of context. So the Zindi have gathered because we're planning the destruction of a species. Not to go too far down that road, but we're doing one of those things. And basically we fired a test laser. I might as well just say it. At the humans. We're trying to kill off the humans. So we fired a test laser at them. And we eradicated a huge like swath of Florida. We just like gouged out a huge part of Florida in a straight line. We did a straight line, not a circle, big straight line. No. Oh God, we're not monsters. No, Disneyland's still there. No, we started just below that. Yeah, Universal Studios, it's gone. We had to kind of pick, and it's like, well, we want to make a statement, but we're not barbarians. So yeah, so Universal Studios is gone, Disney's still there. And we cut through that, but you know, we didn't really scale up the way we wanted to. And so now we're gonna have to build like a series of giant lasers and just like do the whole deal, because they're coming after us now. And so we kind of need to finish it. And we're just, we've sunk a lot of money into this, and we really have to kind of circle around and figure out how we're going to pay for this. So yeah, so we're going to blow up the whole planet. And what, no, I haven't seen that movie. It's, they blow up the whole planet too. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's wild. No, I should see that. So, Oh, does that come from the one with the little baby, you know, Grogu thing? Yeah, oh, I love that. I'll have to check that out. Oh, no, okay. So yeah, anyway, you know, I mean, you hear it all the time, budget tight. If you can do anything for me, that would really, really work. That would really help me out of a jam. And, I mean, we could continue to give you business. I see we're going to have multiple meetings on this. I don't see these guys solving this right off the bat. So I don't know if there's a bulk kind of deal you can give us, if we can set it for multiple times. If you could talk to them, if you could put in a good word, that would be amazing. I really, really appreciate that. Wow. Cecil, thank you so much. You really helped me out here. And, this is great. So if you get back to me as soon as possible, because we really want to like wipe out the human species, like ASAP, you know, that would help. So, but get back to me and, live long and prosper. Do we still say that? I mean, with the whole, Ocampo protests and stuff. Right. Okay. Yeah, bye. Bye. Yeah, okay, bye.
Destruct sequence completed and engaged.
Don't you understand?
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Your daddy can put them up, can he?
I meant to say that it should be hauled away as garbage.
Now, these folks don't need us swimming in their suits.